Hey Lalita, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Yeah, I wanted to hear your voice. I sent a message yesterday, but got no answer, so I thought you were indisposed. But I'm keeping...
Yeah, I've got constantly someone at my bedside.
Uh-huh.
So there's no chance. But I'm taking this opportunity now that they're coming around with many and so on.
Yeah. Anyway, I hear you. I hear you're doing better.
I'm excited listening to the Bhagavad Gita quote you gave, much of verses. So I'm feeling great spirits. What can I say? Krishna is at my side.
Yes, yeah. Are you thinking about Krishna all the time?
Mm-hmm. The only problem, Gauraj, is I can't chant. This is like a disease for me.
Can you chant in your mind?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, well, that's chanting. Yeah. That's chanting. You just chant in your mind. Then when you get better, then you can chant on your beads. Anyway, chanting is in the mind. Someone can finger their beads, but if they're not, if their mind is not there, then it's not really chanting. It's just mumbling, mumble jumble.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're doing very good. I'm really, really proud of you. In fact, I may put our conversation up on the podcast to inspire other devotees.
I can still make jokes and be happy. And I was singing a song to the doctors. It was pouring as the sunshine on my pillow makes me happy. So, anyway, I'm so happy. Happy with you.
And did they say when you can get out?
No, they're just doing various tests.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Assessment because I'm a high risk.
Right.
With my COPD. And that's not. So they just put me through assessment. And they're waiting for some test results. But it's so many blood tests, like driving me crazy.
No. Anyway, it's just part of being tolerant. It's accepting life. This is
the lunch menu.
This is the material world, and these people are trying to help, and they are helping. So. Go along with it. I had lots of experience. I spent a month in the hospital doing blood tests, I don't know how many times a day, amongst all kinds of other things. And ultimately it worked. But you're in Krishna's hands, and so over and above all of that, you think about Radha Gokulananda and chant Hare Krishna in your mind. And whatever Krishna conscious topics that appeal to you, then you meditate on those. That's actually our main blessing, that we never forget Krishna, whatever happens. Otherwise, we live or die is we want to serve wherever we are. And And that's our main thing. In one sense, it's good that you got this now. The hospitals aren't as burdened as they are going to be in a couple of days, weeks, and so on. So you're getting better treatment that you would have gotten some time down the road. And you know, I really appreciate those doctors and health workers who are really putting their lives on the line You know, it's one thing.
Right. They're like demigods.
Yeah.
They're like demigods walking up and down.
That's their oath. Their oath is that, you know, they sacrifice their life for benefit of others, and that's what we should be doing. It's one thing when a doctor is, you know, just doing operations and making tons of money, but this is the real doctor who's putting his life on the line to save others, and the nurses, and yeah.
And we totally surrendered.
Yeah. Now we have to be that surrendered to give Krishna consciousness to others, and even if it means the one's life, well, then you know, we die on the battlefield. That's a glorious way to go. So
I feel fearless about death.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I just, as long as I've got Krishna in my heart and my spiritual life, then I feel fearless.
That's good. Yeah. And that's what fearlessness means, you know, that we're not identifying with the body. Ultimately, it's just it's a burden, it's a bag. If we can use it, then it's good. If not, then Hare Krishna. And that's why you should cooperate, because if Krishna wants to work through these people, because that's where you are now, so you can't fight it, then let him work through these doctors and nurses and make the tests and do the best that they can. Ultimately, it's in Krishna's hands. Now I forget that verse. Bada Nishinga. Prahlad Maharaj. Prabhupada quotes it a lot. Prahlad Maharaj tells Nishinga.
Jaya Padma. Mukha Padma.
Nishinga Dev. That.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't matter.
Jaya Nishinga Dev.
Yeah.
The one we chant in Nirachal?
No.
Okay.
This is from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Okay.
And that parents may try to save their children, doctors may try to save their patients, but ultimately, if you're not in agreement, no one can save anyone. So ultimately, everything's up to Krishna. Others can be instruments. And if they have his blessings, then it works. And if they doesn't, it doesn't. So
yeah, I was reading a little quote by Srila Prabhupada. He says, "You may think that the Kaviraj is helping you, but ultimately, it's Krishna."
Yeah, that's right. And
they like demigods, but Krishna is their hand behind it.
Yes. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's the one who's in charge. I'm just looking for that verse, see if I can find it, but I forgot it, and it's here it is. Balasya neham sharanam pitaro nishingha nartasya chagadam udanvati majayo no taptasya tat pratividirya ihanja sheshtas tavad vido tanubritam tvad upekshitanam. My Lord Nrisimhadev, O Supreme, because of bodily concepts of life, embodied souls neglected and not cared for you cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, a father and a mother cannot protect their child, a physician and medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient, and a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man. So Prabhupada quotes this verse a lot, just what you were saying, that ultimately it's Krishna is the one who's giving the protection. And these are just instruments.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Okay, so good, much. Good. So we'll stay in touch. There's you know,
you got my number now. I'll surprise you asking me who you are. Who are you? I don't know if you've got my number. This is my direct line.
Okay, because I had...
Maybe save it.
I had another number here. Yesterday, I sent you a message, and that was on... And that was on... 601, the one ending with 601. And,
No. The number ending with 3162.
Okay. Anyway, you're on top of it. So, okay. And, I will then phone on that. I'll save this and erase that one.
Thank you very much for calling me back, Gurumaj.
Anytime. Anytime.
I feel great, and I feel I can handle everything. So now I'm going to fill my menu sheet. She was so good. She put it on the bed.
You got to get well real quick so you can also help other people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Haribo.
Okay, Hare Krishna, glorious Prabhupada.